Welcome to the Level Up Your Life podcast with Erica Dale, where you will get real and relevant information to help you grow your network marketing business and level up your life.
Hey, hey, what is happening? Level Up listeners, happy June. It is crazy town that it is June. I don't know about any of you. If you feel that way, I just feel like, I don't know, it makes me sound so old, but it's like time just keeps going faster. And now we're trying to have a child. And I know that it's just going to be a blur after that. So props, kudos to all of you parents who are dealing with that. I'm sure that that is challenging and rewarding all in the same time. So wanted to jump in here and do a little bit of a training that you may know some of, or you may know maybe even a lot of. This is a training we've done in my network marketing team a couple different times, but I think that it's so important to understand this, and that is the different personalities. Now, you've probably seen this done in multiple different ways. There are, I think, like a gym, like a diamond, whatever personality training. There's one that's animals. I just saw one come through my email that was like a different set of animals, like sharks and dolphins. I've seen them with dogs and bears. My personal favorite is the colors. So the four personality colors. And that's the one that we typically train on in my network marketing space and team. But it's important to know this. One, to know about yourself. But also to know about your teams, your potential teams, the people that you're dealing with, your customers, like any people is going to be beneficial for you to know this, because it helps you to know how to lead them. It helps you to know how to communicate with them. It helps you to know kind of what makes them tick, what makes them thrive, what makes them want to show up and to run and to do all the things, because we all operate in completely different manners. And so I wanted to just kind of talk to you about these things as we dive in here today. So the four colors, I guess we can start with, are simple: blue, green, yellow, and red. Now, I'm going to read to you some of the attributes of each of these colors. And what I want you to do, if you can, is to think about yourself first. Think about where you fall into these categories. Think about, you know, who you know. Like, you can write other names down if you can write, or take notes in your phone, or just make a mental note. I'm going to tell you the good of these and the kind of the attributes. I'm also going to share with you the type of communication that you can listen for and also that you can use when you're talking to these people. And I'm going to tell you some mistakes, some things that you can do wrong that may not lead these people to trust you or to be led by you or to join you or whatever it is that you're after. So let's first start with the yellow personality. Your yellow personalities tend to be more of your introverts. They will do more for others than themselves. So they are helpers. They're huggers. They tend to go into jobs like therapists or preschool teachers or nurses. Think of like Marge Simpson. If you ever watched The Simpsons, they don't typically think about money. They don't like making decisions. They are honest. They're honest people, and they tend to believe other people. And they also are not typically your good closers. So they're not your, you know, they're not probably going to be your rock star closers inside of network marketing. That doesn't mean that they won't be good network marketers, right? They are again, they are helpers. They're forgiving. They hate letting you down. They love details. Yellow personalities often come from abused or are abused. They're taken advantage of because they're natural enablers. So think about yourself. See if you fall into any of these categories. Think about the people in your life. These are also they don't love recognition. This is important to know in network marketing, because you can rub your team, your people, the wrong way sometimes just by recognizing them the wrong way. In my team, we do a monthly chat for recognition, and you raise your hand if you want to be in there. And when I first started this, I was like, I don't understand. Like, why do people say that they don't want to be a part of this? And then I start to look into their personalities and get to know them more. And it's like, they don't want to be recognized. And they're probably leaning more into that yellow personality. What's I guess a negative about them is, again, the enabler. They tend to be enablers. So this is the negative side of them. This is where they can go overboard. How to communicate with a yellow. The key word here is help. So if you're talking to them and you want to get them to do something, I need your help. Or if you want them to go and really want to promote your company, your product, your opportunity, well, then you need to talk about the products that help, the customer benefits, the fact that they're not tested on animals, that the marketing plan doesn't matter, that this is part of fundraising, that they can save people money, that they can help people that are struggling with money. These are going to be your cheerleaders. These are going to be great team support. So keep these things in mind. Take notes on this, because that this is super important. The presentation mistakes, if you're talking to a yellow, is if you only talk about business. If you only talk about business, this can be a mistake for a yellow personality. And then lastly, when we're talking about yellows, in order to motivate them, again, it's all about helping, the benefits, how it's going to help people, how they're going to be a part of helping people. You know, if your company has any sort of like a legacy program, we have a program where you can go to Mexico in December and build houses, and it's on your dime, you know, and it's awesome. Obviously it's a tax write-off, but your yellow personalities, your helpers, they're going to thrive on that. So think about those types of things as you are spotting the different personalities in your team and in your potential team. So let's move on to a blue personality. So when you think of blue, you think of fun. Blues tend to be extroverted. They tend to be your talkers. They like to try new things. They're open to trying new things. They love to travel. They love adventure. They're typically excited. They're energetic. They're fast drivers. My husband is a blue personality. True and true and true. They're active people. Think Bart Simpson, Homer Simpson. Think Bugs Bunny. These are your blue personality characters out in TV land. The communication for a blue personality, again, fun, excitement, quick, party. They, you know, they're ideal for MLM and party plans. They get a chance to meet new people. They're not afraid to talk to strangers. They don't often listen to you very well. They're not great at follow-up. And the reason is positive, because they're too busy meeting new people. So it's not a bad thing. They are your quick starters. They want to get started right away. They want to keep the fun, the excitement right in front of them. Your blue personalities tend to focus on their appearance. They often will have dyed or colored hair. They like to wear different colors. They're your social butterflies. These personalities are motivated by recognition. They love variety. They love change. They are typically in the service and hospitality careers. And again, they're your energetic, positive, optimistic. They tend to have long-lasting relationships, and they are encouraging. Now, with blues, you have to keep them focused on their why. You have to recognize them a lot, and comparison will absolutely destroy them. You cannot compare them to other people in your team, in the business, in the industry, in the organization. And again, with motivating them, you want to make sure that you're always talking party, excitement, holidays, cars, travel. That's really what's going to help light them up as they're growing and they're building. So if you're prospecting a blue, well, talk about your company welcome parties that you have, or, you know, our team gets together once a month and we have, you know, cookouts and get togethers. They will thrive in that atmosphere and they will be intrigued enough to listen to more of what you have. So the third one is your green personalities. These are more of your analytical personalities. These are more black and white. They want the facts. They are typically more introverted, a little bit more defensive. You're going to find them in careers like engineers, accountants, computer programmers. They tend to be a little bit more of the quiet person, maybe even a little bit socially challenged. I love the example, Mr. Spock, right? Think Spock from Star Trek. They love facts and figures. They like books. They like computers. They tend to be misunderstood. They are punctual. They love systems. They set a high standard of excellence. They love consistency and they don't do really well with change. But they also don't want any fluff, right? They don't need you to sugarcoat things. They want to know the data. They want to know the info. The negative of a green is often analysis paralysis, meaning they want all the facts, they want all the info and the data and the figures, but sometimes it's so much and they want to analyze it, they want to get through it, that they never make a decision. So you need to be careful when talking to the green personalities. You need to teach them that sometimes getting it done is better than getting it perfect, and that's hard for them. Communication with a green personality is just sit at the back. Information, I need your opinion. Research. So if you have a company that's heavy on the research or the science, lead with that. That will impress them. That will get them to bend their ear a little bit more and talk to you a little bit more. They need all the information. They're hard to motivate. But what's really cool is once they're started, they tend to be very loyal. They tend to know the answers. If you're talking to a green, you don't want to go off topic. Stay on focus. Stay on task with them. That's going to really help them. And again, green love to talk facts. And they like group presentations also. All right, so let's dive into the last one, and that is your red personality. Your red personalities are, they do tend to be extroverted. They tend to be more of the defensive. They like to take charge. They like to be the leader, the boss. They like to tell others what to do. You will typically find them in leadership roles, so politicians. What else it would be in a leadership role for a red personality? They managers, wedding planners. So think people like that. Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, for example. A lot of reds think they are yellow. And the reason is because a lot of these words that I've been saying sometimes come off on the negative side of things. Reds are helpers like yellow, but they're driven. They're competitive. They want a challenge. Like, they are your carrot chasers. If you have an incentive trip or a promo in the month or whatever it is, they are going to go after it. They tend to do about 70% black wardrobe, but they do like to have a good appearance. That is important to them. They want careers where they can excel. They tend to be risk takers. They're hard workers. You don't typically have to ask them to do something or to motivate them. Same with the blue, comparison can kill them. So you've got to be careful with the comparison. Red personalities tend to be wired confidently. But on the negative side, they can come off too direct. They can come off like they love money too much, or they're all about the money. So, you know, there is a balance there. When you're communicating with a red, reds are not worried about the ingredients. They tend to be great organizers. They will run your meetings. So get your reds in that position. They tend to make the most money in MLM. They don't always listen. They tend to think that they're always right. They love recognition. They want to win everything. It doesn't matter what the prize is. Do you want to know how to control a red? Well, you need to compliment them. You need to compliment them some more. You need to challenge them. In Red's, in mistakes for Reds, they can tend to have burnout. So you have to notice that inside of your team or yourself if you're a Red personality. Again, comparison is the thief of joy for them. They need to be in leadership roles. So if you have Red personalities that maybe aren't quite yet leaders in your team, get them in some sort of a leadership. What can they do? Can they lead your team meeting? Can they host it? Can they organize it? Like, there's so many options that you can do to put them in the right seat. So again, with Red, motivation for them is going to be talking about money, talking about the incentives, talking about the challenges that they get to do. So these are great for you to not only learn about yourself, but also to learn about others. And I don't love personality tests. I want to preface this. I don't love putting people in a box. I don't love people thinking, well, I'm a Red personality and this is my fault and I'm just going to fall into that position. No, that's not necessarily true, but it is good to know so that when you are talking to these people, when you are prospecting these people, you know how to have conversation with them. You know what they're looking for, what they need, how to motivate them, how to get them to join you because you have said these right things. So let me know, what personality do you tend to kind of falter to? The other thing I'll tell you is we have all of these personalities. All four of these personalities, you'll find some commonality with, but there should be one that's majority and then a second one that's a little bit higher than the other two. So let me know, share this episode, share it into Instagram, tag me at @whoisericadale. Let me know what personality you are. I am intrigued by this stuff, probably mainly because of my psychology background, my counseling background. But again, it ties right into your network marketing business and recruiting your prospects and talking to them in the way that they need to be talked to, but also in leading your team as you step up into leadership. This is super important information. So hopefully this benefits you, and go out and have an amazing rest of your day, your week. Go crush it, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Level Up Your Life with Erica Dale. If you're loving this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you never miss any episodes. And of course, your 5-star reviews are much appreciated. Be sure to check out whoisericadale.com for more free content and tips to help level you up.